This is JIS News. Coming up, consultant psychiatrist Dr. Winston Delahaye announced as acting chief medical officer. Government outlines comprehensive vector control activities as Jamaica confirms first case of Zika virus and farmers to benefit from the establishment of new agri-park. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-0027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Government has announced a comprehensive plan of action to contain the spread of the Zika virus, which was confirmed on the island last week. The patient, who has now recovered, is a 4-year-old child from Portmore, St. Catherine. Health Minister Horace Daly says the government has taken a collaborative approach as it ramps up its vector control measures across the island.
The government is taking a coordinated approach in managing this public health emergency. All ministries who are out there in the field with people are now joined up to make sure that the message reaches all our citizens. Now, Jamaica is among 25 nations from the Caribbean and Latin America that have the virus present. And in the words of the WHO, priority must be on pregnant women given the link to microcephaly.
The Ministries of Education, Youth and Culture and Local Government and Community Development are offering financial and human resource support to the Health Ministry as Jamaica seeks to contain the virus. Among the measures is a national cleanup day in schools, a massive cleanup in Portmore, St. Catherine, organized by the Portmore Municipal Council, and the distribution of mosquito repellent in schools across the island. Meanwhile, Minister Daly says 1,894 households have been visited in and around the Portmore community. Consultant psychiatrist and University of the West Indies lecturer Dr. Winston Delahaye has been announced as acting chief medical officer in the Ministry of Health. Dr. Delahaye will act in the position until a suitable replacement for Dr. Marion Bullock Decass, who has retired, is found. Health Minister Horace Daly says the ministry will continue to utilize the services of Dr. Decass.
I'd like to place on record our sincere appreciation for the hard work, the dedication of Dr. Decass over all these years of service to the people of Jamaica. Let me say publicly that her skills, her talents will not be unutilized. The Ministry of Health will find ways to engage her skills and talents and in very short order to ensure that she can help to train the young leaders in the ministry and help to promote the good health of our nation.
Minister Daly made the announcement at a press briefing held at the office of the Prime Minister Tuesday. More than 150 farmers from Hanover and St. James are to benefit from the establishment of the Hayslimp Seven Rivers Agri-Park. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says bananas for export to the United Kingdom will be produced at the park. Support for the project has been provided by the European Union, the EU, to the tune of $250 million.
Banana is on the rebound. The EU has put a lot of money in programs to help us to resuscitate the banana production island-wide.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has been working closely with key agencies and stakeholders to establish the facility, which will supply the overseas market under the Banana Export Expansion Program. And the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining will be undertaking a comprehensive review of all 242 community access points caps across the island. Portfolio Minister Philip Polwell says facilities that are underutilized will be moved to new communities.
Because we have over 100 other communities asking us to supply them with these facilities.
Minister Polwell was speaking at the recent opening of the Flanker Resource Centre in St. James. Community access points built through funding from the Universal Service Fund enable community members to use the internet at minimal or no cost to facilitate research, bill payments, education, business and social networking. Under the USF, information communication technology platforms have also been established at 200 secondary schools, post offices and libraries. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.